this is a part of the struggle, which is not seen on the surface, but it is now evident, between, on the one hand, the Muslim Brotherhood Salafist-controlled parliament, and on the other hand, SCAF, the military council, Supreme Military Council in Egypt, and their friends and allies in the bureaucracy in the judicial branch. The decision by itself is constitutional, but has political ramification. The third of the parliament was supposed to be given to independent members, independent seats. The political parties in the parliament, mostly the Muslim Brotherhood, were able to secure the majority of these third of these seats, and therefore the Constitutional Tribunal decided to nullify them, but immediately to call for legislative elections. In normal circumstances in democracies, disbanding a parliament and calling for new elections happens all the time. But in a very charged environment in Egypt, this has been seen as part of the struggle between the military and the Islamists.
The lower chamber of parliament that was dissolved was supposed to elect an assembly to draft a new constitution. Now that task falls on the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, SCAF. What credibility, in your view, will that assembly have?
Look, the issue now is that the process continues and remains within the law. Meaning, if a parliament is disbanded and therefore the capacity of a committee has been paralyzed, what is going to happen is that another committee will have to be formed. Now, the political forces in Egypt with whom we have been interacting, should they be secular, youth, close to the military, peasants, civil society, and also some of the Islamists, are saying if another committee is formed which would represent all of the political forces, then that would be fine. But if the committee that would draft the constitution is made of people from one political party or one political faction, in this case, there would be a problem. So maybe this could lead to further confrontation, or it could be a going back to square one this time and giving a chance to everybody. Because keep in mind that when the Mubarak regime collapsed, civil society forces didn't have actual real time to organize themselves and run for elections and be part of the initial constitutional committee. Now this may be a chance, and it's really up to the administration, to the U.S. administration and Europeans, to heavily advise SCAF, the military council, to create a new constitutional committee which will represent all political forces.
Meanwhile, a presidential election is due and is going to be held without a new constitution in place and without a parliament. Will that new president be legitimate, in your opinion?
Well, the elections usually undo everything else, meaning the act of election is the highest legitimacy possible. Then comes the constitution, then comes the laws, then comes... Because remember, a constitution and laws are created and undone by referenda, by plebiscite, and by elections. So what should happen now is that elections must happen, and the winner, the next president, will himself form an interim cabinet and oversee the next legislative election. So we can catch up. The Egyptian people can catch up by seizing the announcement of election, electing a president, and that president will oversee, if you want, the next legislative elections, and then the cycle will be complete and back into normal.